Wie ist denn das jetzt zum Beispiel? Es gibt ja auch viele Leute, die bezahlen einfach bei jeder Gelegenheit mit Karte. Also
hey China, baby, you played too rough. You slept 34 and all that ain't love. I gave you till Tuesday to say you're sorry. But guess what, sweetie, that ship sailed early. Don't cry on the trading floor. It's just diplomacy, but hardcore. We talked to some countries, not all. Guess which empire won't get a call. We're in a terror fever, turn it up some more. 50 on 34, now we're at a normal floor. Don't need no trade talks, we just do the math. Take your mind sports, baby, feel my wrath. We got the terror fever, shaking every port. Seeking markets like it's a contact. Sport. Raise it high, spin that tax roulette. If you retaliate, I'll double the bet. Who's next? Oh, don't look shocked. 10% for friendship, consider it doc. We're spreading love like a steel-toed boot. Global harmony in a tailored suit. Every deficit's a dagger to my pride. So I fix it with some duties on the side. Who needs allies when you've got the vibe? Just me, my posts, and my 40 tribe. Yeah, it's terror fever, truth posted loud. Dancing through the trade war, feeling proud. Markets crash, that's just the sound of greatness echoing around. And on a 4%, man, in a town we roll. Every import tax like rock and roll. So grab your goods and say goodbye. We're sanctioning the world tonight.
This isn't a tantrum. It's strategic performance art. We're liberating your exports for your control. And hey, if your economy collapses, that just means I'm working harder.
We've got tariff fever rising with the moon. Trade talks canceled, no reply soon. So let's all dance to the price of bread and spin these sanctions till we're dead. Want a 4%? Baby, that's the deal. When feelings are facts and pain is real, we're making history one post at a time. Now hit that beat and tax the rhyme. Hit that beat and tax the rhyme.
This isn't a tantrum, it's strategic performance art. We're liberating your exports from your control. And hey, if your economy collapses, that just means I'm winning harder.
We got the terror fever rising with the moon. Trade talks canceled, no reply soon. So let's all dance to the price of bread and spin these sanctions till we're dead. 1-4%, baby, that's the deal. When feelings are facts and pain is real, we're making history one post at a time. Now hit that beat and tax the rhyme. And tax the rhyme.
So im Supermarkt, wo sind denn da eigentlich die Vorteile? Das habe ich mich schon immer gefragt.
Ja, ich denke mal, es ist einfach bequem, nicht mit Geld hantieren zu müssen. Man hat vielleicht hinterher eine schöne Übersicht. Also ein Kollege von mir hat mir erzählt, er tankt immer mit Kreditkarte, weil er dann eben gleich eine Übersicht hat, die er dann einreichen kann bei der Steuerabrechnung. Also da kann es jetzt verschiedene Ursachen geben. Aber ich muss sagen, so lange wie das im Moment dauert, ist es eigentlich eher lästig in der Warteschlange. Ja, aber es gibt ja auch immer neue Bezahlsysteme mit Chips und wie auch immer. Das kann schon sein, dass das irgendwann mal sehr schnell auch gehen kann und gehen wird. Das ist für mich gar nicht der entscheidende Gesichtspunkt. Aber ich finde es halt einfach, es geht die Kreditkartengesellschaft überhaupt nichts an, was ich bezahle. Man muss ja auch wissen, dass Kreditkartenzahlungen ja nicht in Deutschland bleiben oder in Europa bleiben, sondern wirklich weltweit verbucht werden in großen Zahlungszentren. Und in dem Moment, wo diese Zahlung eben die Grenze überschreitet, ist ja auch bekannt, dass die internationalen Geheimdienste dann Zugriff auf die Daten haben und die durchsuchen können. Das heißt, es kann theoretisch sein, dass wenn jemand bestimmte Zahlungen getätigt hat für bestimmte Organisationen, dass er dann plötzlich nicht mehr in die USA einreisen kann, weil die dann sagen, das ist uns zu gefährlich, wenn jemand das und das macht oder diese und jene unterstützt. Von daher kann das ganz konkrete Nachteile schon heute haben.
Na, ich möchte da nochmal zurück einhaken, also dass es übersichtlicher wird, wenn ich alle meine Einkäufe mit der Geldkarte bezahle, das wage ich ja zu bezweifeln. Also weil dann geht es einfach vom Konto ab und ich kann kaufen und kriege gar nicht mit, was da auf meinem Konto so passiert und wie weit das ins Miese rutscht. Ich könnte mir vorstellen, dass bei vielen Leuten, also ich sehe das gerade Frauen, die kaufen auch zum allergrößten Teil immer mit Karte ein, dass das vielleicht so ein Sicherheitsbedürfnis ist. Und irgendwie ist es das wirklich oder ist das auch nur so vorgetäuscht?
Tja, also das ist schwer zu sagen. Ich denke, wenn man zum Beispiel ein Haushaltsbuch führt, kann es natürlich gut sein, für die eigenen Aufzeichnungen jetzt das zu machen, ohne jetzt immer den Kassenbon mitzunehmen. Also kann mir das schon in der einen oder anderen Hinsicht vorstellen, dass es Vorteile haben kann. Nur es geht halt auch anders, wenn man, wie gesagt, immer den Kassenbon mitnimmt und selbst Aufzeichnungen führt. Also unbedingt notwendig sind diese Karten mit Sicherheit nicht. Jedenfalls in Deutschland nicht. Im Ausland ist es teilweise schon anders. Da werden wirklich Kleinstbeträge schon da mit Kreditkarte gezahlt, auch unter einem Dollar in den USA etwa. Und da wird man eher noch seltsam angeguckt, wenn man bar zahlen will. Das geht auch gar nicht mehr überall.
Ja, das ist auch nur ein Teil einer allgemeinen Entwicklung. Also es ist ja nur ein Teil der Datenspuren, die jeder Mensch digital in erster Linie tagtäglich so hinter sich lässt. Das wird dann halt kombiniert mit halt irgendwie den ganzen Daten, die halt das Telefon von sich gibt, den Vorratsdaten halt. Und daraus zusammen ergibt sich halt ein super Bild. So. Also ja, also allein der öffentliche Nahverkehr oder sämtliche Art des Reisens kann super überwacht werden. Dann halt der Zahlungsverkehr kann super überwacht werden und auch irgendwie sämtliche Kommunikation. Ich finde das ein bisschen beunruhigend, dass das halt immer mehr so in diese Richtung geht und irgendwie, wenn jetzt irgendwie ein weiterer Teil dann auch noch irgendwie zu 100% überwacht werden kann.
Das ist definitiv so, ja. Das kann ich nur unterstreichen. Also ich empfehle jedem, soweit es geht, eben auch in Bar zu bezahlen, um dem keinen Vorschub zu leisten. Was man vielleicht auch wissen sollte dazu ist, dass die Banken halt auch deswegen Interesse daran haben, dass man mit Karte zahlt, weil die natürlich dran verdienen. An jeder Transaktion, sei es mit EC-Karte, sei es mit Kreditkarte, verdienen die Banken mit. Und im Endeffekt, selbst wenn ich das nicht merke an der Kasse, der Händler merkt das schon. Das heißt, im Endeffekt werden natürlich Produkte dadurch auch teurer.
Ja, die verdienen sogar doppelt, solange das Geld halt irgendwo elektronisch auf der Bank liegt. Also dann werden damit auch Zinsen gemacht. Denn wiederum, wenn das halt, solange das im Portemonnaie oder im Sparstrumpf unter dem Kopfkissen liegt, dann ist es gerade so ein bisschen aus dem Verkehr genommen. Und dann kann halt ordentlich mitverdient werden. Hast du noch irgendwelche Empfehlungen, wie sich Leute mehr zu diesem Thema informieren können?
Also vielleicht ein Tipp von mir noch. Es gibt aufladbare Kreditkarten. Das heißt, man kann zum Beispiel sich eine Visa-Card holen, die mit einem Guthaben aufgeladen werden kann. Da reicht es zur Registrierung der Karte eben eine Handynummer anzugeben, die ja auch nicht unbedingt registriert sein muss. Das heißt, wenn man es geschickt anstellt, kann es auch möglich sein, eben anonym unbar zu zahlen. Wenn man das ein bisschen recherchieren will im Internet, findet man da Möglichkeiten, um das zu machen. Aber es ist, wie gesagt, schwer und Bargeld ist immer noch sein bester Freund, wo man es denn benutzen kann.
Ja, dann recht herzlichen Dank an Patrick Breyer, der für die Piraten im Landtag von Schleswig-Holstein sitzt.
should work. It should work.
Yeah, this is the DI. Sorry.
I think we're ready to go.
I'll give you a sign when I put in the DI cable. I'll do this. When I put the DI cable in, I'll do this. And when I put it out, I'll do it again.
Let's start. Good evening, we are Bats from Rotterdam, and we changed your name to Days in Bed because there are apparently 10 other bands that are called Bats, so that's too bad.
Thank you.
passing by song. There's another for the chef. I'm a tune my guitar too. My right needs to tune too. We miss the red light.
Do Yes. Can I ask now?
Yeah. Ah, but now it's already live on the radio. It's but. Hallo, lieve luisteraar. Ja, we zijn op het Roeters eiland. En even kijken. Ja, dit gaat allemaal. Oh, nee. Zo gaat het beter. Hallo. Ja,
hey.
We're on Roeters eiland. And I was passing by. And I thought, hey, I was here last year. And things were very ugly at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And now it seems very peaceful.
Yeah.
It's like all times are.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. Why is it so?
Why is it so quiet?
What's happening?
Why is it so peaceful? Why is it so quiet?
Yeah.
Because
we're talking about a very serious cause here.
Absolutely.
And there's a very important stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah.
And
I'm happy it's peaceful.
Yeah.
Because last year was very ugly.
Yeah. It was ugly, and it is ugly. Still in the world, and every day it's getting uglier and uglier and uglier.
Everything is ugly.
Absolutely. And I think on our camp right now, we kind of are going, from what I see,
uh-huh.
in the camp, it's more about educating people about what's going on and doing nice programs throughout the day, like workshops and having people over and
creating awareness.
Exactly. And making it more accessible for everybody to understand what's going on, and so that maybe we can all participate and put pressure on UVA to cut the ties.
Yeah, and let's learn together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's a more of a, I guess... Yeah, it's a way to do things that differs every time, right?
Yeah.
So, because the goal that we have is still there, and we're not ignoring the atrocities that are happening every single day.
Yeah.
It's about how we go about it, right? Yeah. So, yeah, it depends.
But, it's already like 12 days now?
Yeah, I think it started on June 2nd, Monday, or June 1st, one of the two.
Uh-huh.
And it's already, June...
13. It's Friday the 13th.
Right? It's Friday the 13th. Very true.
I feel very lucky today.
Yeah. And I like the camp because I can see that it, like, people are very just like looking out for each other. And
taking
care of each other and looking out for each other and a lot of solidarity and So it's
and
nice.
There is a program, so there's things happening during
so
the day also.
There's an Instagram page, right? And on the Instagram page there is like the program every day posted over there.
Mm.
And so
isn't there a part of space in the free world where we can find this information?
What do you mean?
Well, outside the meta.
Oh, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure.
Okay, because I don't come there. This is why also this passed me by for 12 days. Well,
I
knew
see.
About it before, but
right. Yeah,
I mean, I'm not in that world, so it's really hard for me to find out. And there are some links between that world and my world. But
And what
it's
is your
fragile.
World? What is your world?
My world is without meta.
Ah, okay. Without the corporation.
Without alphabet.
Right. Okay.
Without
I get that.
Tesla.
Yeah, yeah, very
Without
good.
Yeah. Show, I hope.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a kind of abstainist, I guess.
Yeah. I think that's great. That's a good question, actually. And yeah. I think we should do that off the Meta. Yeah. I don't know.
There's many other platforms.
Maybe there's a website
now.
Or... Yeah.
And I know Mastodon is doing good. And, mm-hmm. and the only link I have to know what's going on Instagram is mm-hmm. through Mastodon. Because somebody made a page, mm-hmm. axis.todon.nl, mm-hmm. where they collect all this mm-hmm. meta info.
Yeah. I don't know about
make
that.
Make a picture of it with data, and you can see it without ever having to have any contact with these.
Oh, that's good. Agents. And that's a page on Mastodon, you said? Or?
Yeah, Mastodon, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I have heard of Mastodon.
And the page is called axis.todon.nl. And there's some very good people working there on this page. So,
let me write it down. Axis dot?
Axis. The Axis. Dutch A-C... no, A-C-T...
Yeah, maybe I should download Mastodon, actually. Because I also want to get off of Instagram and...
I cannot find the dots.
The dots is here. Oh, but wait. No, we're good. You just have to type it again, please.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's okay. We are good.
No.
It's okay. I got it. It's .nl, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. So that's about that kind of thing. And,
yeah.
But so what is the program? Because I saw there a list for today.
Yeah, that's true.
At 8 there was a movie screening.
Apparently there was supposed to be a movie screening. Oh, I think there were some, maybe some... questions about the electricity, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
Maybe or the projector, one of the things. Yeah. But also we had a meeting before that. Like the whole.
So how many people are staying here overnight, like regularly?
Overnight?
Like 10, 15.
I mean, although all these tents are here, these tents can house like at least 30 people.
Yeah.
There's people who are staying over. There's people who are hanging out also throughout the night.
Some staying late, some coming early.
Yeah, exactly. So there's always people here.
There's always good.
Things happening. So, the numbers, I don't know the numbers right now.
I don't care about them.
Yeah. But there's always stuff happening.
Yeah.
And that's what I like. You know, there's a vibe of like people are... chatting to each other.
Yeah, and there's a dedication to a cause that kind of binds you. So it's like you have this
exactly
connection.
Uniting on the values is one of the deepest connections that humans can have, I think, because it's so deep, it's so moralistic, and morals touch people deep. So
it's
it
real.
Also creates bonds that are very authentic. Yeah, I think.
Are you a student also?
Yeah, I'm also a student. Yeah, I'm.
What is your study?
I am doing my master's in psychology.
Oh shit!
Why?
Now I'm scared.
No, it's okay. I'm not on the clock. It's my time off.
What's your subject and what's your master about?
My thesis is actually about neoliberalism and the ways in which the system that we live in makes us be less pro-social. So essentially how that takes us away from community and communal-based values and into ideas of individualism and entrepreneurship and growth and capital.
Into a number world, I would say.
Into a what?
Number world.
Number, yeah.
Because,
more
I mean,
a,
the
yeah.
real world yeah. doesn't have any numbers.
Yeah,
the
it has feelings.
The real world is, I don't know, it's about things that are happening, processes and connections. And
connections, things that you don't see, feelings,
That's
relationships
the real world.
Between
There's
people.
No number whatsoever.
Yeah.
Not even a zero.
No.
It doesn't exist.
That's true. Zero is a concept that humans invented, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's one of the last numbers ever invented by people, because the zero was just not existent for a long time, also as a concept.
Yeah,
it didn't exist.
Very true. Yeah, that's very true.
There is no nothing. Of course not. No, how can there be nothing? Mm-hmm. Nothing, no, nothing is no.
Yeah, that's true. It is very true. So, yeah.
So, well.
Well, yeah. It is what it is.
Interesting, yeah, but psychology and neoliberalism, because, I mean, the way people are these days is not a natural thing. It's,
yeah, I agree. And, we've constructed a world in which we're not ready to live in.
Yeah, and I'm a little bit older, so I also lived in a world that was way more manageable in many ways.
Before social media, maybe?
Well, before the affluence of information, the total... Yeah. Tsunami of information. If you leave all your channels open, you die.
Yeah, that's very true. We can't handle this much information.
No, this
our
is
brain
not,
is
this
not
is
made
not
for this.
What humans were evolved
Correct.
To.
This that's
is
very true.
This is an error in evolution because we cannot deal with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you.
We don't.
And
have
this
the
is also why you have so many. Rising numbers of people diagnosed with ADHD, for example.
There's so much information.
And our brains just can't compute.
Yeah.
all of it.
Yeah.
And not just ADHD, just a lot of things. Yeah. A lot of things.
Yeah, we need a diet.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I think so too.
And we need to arrest all the fascists. Mm-hmm. So we're out of Meta and Alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
They all just disperse because of crimes against humanity, basically.
Yeah, very true. But I don't think that's going to happen. Maybe I'm just pessimistic.
No, but yeah, well.
Or realistic, I don't know.
Would really help if some government somewhere would say, like, hey, we go open source.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know there was this manifest for the cyber space? Or I don't know how it was called in the 80s. For an internet that is free, open to all, and not controlled by anyone.
Well, yeah, that was the original idea.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was so... Originally, it was supposed to be like that. But human
we all believed we would all be free, and we would know everything. We would know the truth. Everybody could know the truth.
Yeah.
So there would be no more injustice, because everybody would know.
Well, very idealistic.
Look what that led to.
Yeah. yeah, that's true. This is why I'm a bit, you know, skeptical.
But that's the neoliberal way of monetizing everything.
Absolutely.
It's like nothing cannot be monetized.
Correct.
Everything.
It has to be, right? We have to grow. We have to, like, make more money. We have to destroy the planet. Everything is tied together. And that sucks.
Yeah.
And it renders me a bit hopeless sometimes.
And that's why it's weird that the Dutch government, that is not supposed to be governing anymore, has agreed to do the 5% bullshit.
Oh, I don't know.
Sacrificing healthcare, sacrificing social
education.
Care, education.
Non-profit sector, arts, culture.
And, meanwhile, kind of destroying the science world and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Education in general also.
And not realizing that our former friends cannot be our friends anymore.
Yeah.
Because that's this is the Meta and the Alphabet. They are controlling a lot of shit.
Yep.
And they are kissing the ass of this fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascist.
No. Because business and politics are now together. They're like hand in hand.
Yeah, and I'm really... I don't know, I don't understand that people are still going there, that there is no realization that when you kind of offer your inner workings to the fascist government of the neoliberal states.
Yeah.
I don't
think people care. People with money and power, I don't think they care about that. I mean, as you can see, like even Mark Zuckerberg, right? He, like, his politics are all over the place depending on who's in power. Because it's not about, like, values, morals, or politics.
No,
it's about money at the end of the day.
Opportunism.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all there is. Yeah.
So, there is no, that's the thing. Is this your first time that you're coming to the camp?
Yeah.
Yeah? And how did you hear
since
about it?
Since last year.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Last year there was a barricade there.
Yeah.
There was a barricade there.
Yeah.
And there were fights over there.
Yeah, no, I was living in that building over there.
Oh, really? Yeah, you can watch over.
Yeah, I saw it from my room. Yeah. Yeah, wow. Yeah. So I know. And because I was also a student last year, so I saw all of it happening, yeah.
Yeah.
And how did you hear about the camp now?
A friend of mine sent me an article from Het Parool.
Ah, they wrote about the camp?
Yeah.
Really? When? Yeah. When did they write?
I don't know.
Do you know?
Last week.
Ah, yeah, it's been a while, yeah.
2 days, yeah.
I thought maybe there was a new article.
No, I think this was the first thing they wrote.
Ah, okay. So. Yeah, I know, they wrote about it.
It was kind of okay, but I don't know.
The article?
Yeah, but they made it sound like a bit pussy powerless.
Really? I didn't read the article.
Well, that was the feeling. I don't think they actually wrote that, but between the lines, it was not really taking it seriously.
And what was their argument for not, what was the sentiment?
Argument, just
like that. Well, we are
interpretation
here
of this article. I don't know.
I think it's valid. I mean, if you read that and you had that interpretation, it means that other people could read it and have that interpretation too. So, it's valid. But we're here, right? We're here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I think it's important also to maybe show some teeth sometimes talks. Yeah,
we'll see about that.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say because it's everybody's in on everything.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's great. It's really good that you're all here.
I think so too. And I just had a lovely dinner.
Yeah, and I hope you can stay a long time, although I do hope that the demands will be met sooner rather than later, but yeah.
I also hope so.
Because the demands, are they still just stop dealing with Israeli science?
Yeah, so the demands are cut the ties.
Yeah.
That's the demands that
very
the camp is making. Yeah, very
how
simple.
Come they...
They don't want to cut the ties?
Yeah, what's their reasoning? Why?
Well, they don't really want to talk, so...
So they're not really explaining why?
Maybe they are, and I just don't know. Because I also don't claim to have all the information.
No.
Maybe it's better that you talk to somebody else about that.
Yeah. I need to find Fumble.
Yeah, exactly. So that might be more... There might be more information there, but that's...
Yeah.
That's all I can give you for now, I think.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
I'm going to go have a donut, because they were very good.
Oh, donuts.
Yeah. I think there's still a couple more if you also want some.
Yeah.
Because there was some food earlier.
Oh, I forgot to push this button. What's going on? Oh, no. What? Why?
It may have been off the whole time.
Well, that's
sometimes
the thing.
It happens. Huh?
You know, there's my own recording, but there's also the stream recording from the radio.
That
kind of always works, but
right. Okay.
Not always.
Yeah.
Always. So, now I cannot get this to. What's going on?
Do you need help with anything?
No. Well, a light. Do you have a?
Yeah, I do. I can. Have a
because
torch.
There must be some hold button. On this side maybe. Fuck. That's why it didn't react to the record. I pressed the button record.
Yeah.
But I didn't check if it was doing the right thing. But this was wrong, so it didn't react to the record.
So it didn't record.
It didn't record here, but the stream is always recording. So.
Ah, so you have the recording from the stream, right?
Yeah, I think so.
There you go. Well.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
very
welcome.
Interesting.
Yeah, as well.
And it was broadcasted, so that's...
there you go.
Yeah.
And can I know
donuts.
Where?
I
know where?
Here.
Perfect.
But if you have an iPhone, some things don't work.
I will open it on my laptop.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, the trommel gaat weg. Hey, hello.
Hello.
Are you leaving?
Yeah, I'm leaving soon.
Ah, but you have the drum.
Sorry?
Then we have no drum.
Yeah, because it's forbidden after 10 by law.
Well, of course.
Yeah, we don't want to break law, so that's a problem also. So we were like having some plan to make some noise, but then it's not really used, you know, it's not useful.